if you get somebody that you know and trust to refer you and introduce you, not only do you have a better chance that that person is a good match for you, but that person will be much more interested in doing a great job for you because they have that relationship with their other client that they want to preserve. So I think it's about relationships. And that, again, building relationships, building trust, it's the number one cause of failure in teams. And people don't necessarily consciously think about it, but referrals rock.
Hey, 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 you are listening to the Master Delegator Podcast. My name is Christy Yoder, founder and CEO of Smart VAs and your podcast host. Can I tell you a secret? I am obsessed with teamwork and delegation. I consider myself a lazy entrepreneur, not because I don't like working, but because I always find ways to do things in the most effective and easiest way. I was born and raised in Manila, Philippines, moved to the States, and grew my agency from one person to now more than 70 plus team members as of this recording. I was able to grow my business 10 times more after I hired my first virtual assistant within 3 months. And together with my team, we have helped more than 200 stressed and overwhelmed business owners scale their businesses by delegating to virtual assistants. I was able to grow my agency from zero to a six-figure business all because of delegation. And that's why my goal in this podcast is to help you grow your business by giving you fresh perspectives on delegation, outsourcing, and up-to-date proven business strategies, and teaching you how to scale your business while living a freedom-filled lifestyle. So, are you ready to become a master delegator? Let's dive right in. Hey everyone, in this episode, I will be joined by Kimberly Wiffling, and we are going to talk about why prioritization is key to delegation, as is building trust. And Kimberly actually has done a lot of things in her career. She helps people achieve what seems impossible, but is merely difficult. She's the author of the globally popular book, Scrappy Project Management, the 12 predictable and avoidable pitfalls every project faces. Kimberly is the founder of Wiffling Consulting and co-founder of Silicon Valley Alliances. Her latest book, Turning Ideas into Impact, is an anthology with 15 other Silicon Valley consultants. Kimberly is a physicist by education. She worked at HP for 10 years, then 3 years in Silicon Valley startups. She worked with 50 plus Japanese companies and with people from over 50 different countries, helping organizations solve global problems profitably. Kimberly has helped to start, run, and grow many small businesses, including several that are still alive and profitable. Her superpower is turning managers into leaders and groups into true teams who can achieve impossible together. She's been described as a force of nature and is determined to use that force to make a significant positive impact on our world. So let's welcome Kimberly. Kimberly, I'm so glad that you are here on the podcast. Welcome to the Master Delegator. I just so love your personality. We've only been talking for like 5 minutes, but I can tell that we are going to have fun in this episode. Yeah.
When you're having fun, your brain is three times more creative, Christy.
Exactly, right. I love that. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your personal and professional life.
You know, personally, as a child, I always loved science. I wanted to be a scientist. I studied physics when I was in college and come to find out, oh, crap, I should have studied psychology because I have to work with human beings. You know what I mean? So I got, you know, into engineering and technology, and then I'm like, no, I got to learn how to work with leaders, teams, organizations, and get things done together that you could never do alone. So that's what I'm focusing on now, achieving impossible things together.
I love that because, you know, it's hard to do things when you're just by yourself, right? It's always fun when you're working with people who are, you know, who can bring different talents and giftings onto the table. And I'm sure you've met a lot of people with different skill sets and then talents.
Yeah, you would never try to play soccer by yourself. You know, it's
right?
11 people, and they all have to know where's the goal.
That's true. And so you have achieved so many things in your life right now. And a couple of those is that you were able to grow your business to include a team of people in the US, Europe, Asia, and Australia. And you were also able to help globalizing your Japanese clients, you know, by transforming their businesses to be truly more global in significant and meaningful ways in the past 15 years. Wow, that is a lot. So tell me about, let's talk about how you got started, you know, with this type of work. Like, what motivated you and what were the struggles you had?
You know, I've always done a little bit of teaching throughout my career, even in graduate school, for example, or undergraduate. And so I liked being in front of a room and facilitating. And then I just met these wonderful people at UC Santa Cruz Extension who said, hey, why don't you meet these Japanese people who are visiting? And then I met this wonderful Japanese executive and she said, hey, why don't you come to Japan and help us? And I said, sure. And, you know, it's just by partnering with these kinds of people who saw something in me, quite frankly, I didn't see in myself. They saw some potential and they kept challenging me to raise that my bar to a higher level and to do what I really would have never done without their encouragement and support.
Wow, I love that. Like, what are we, you know, what are we without those people, right? Like, we need those type of people who can bring out the best, you know, in you.
That's right.
I love that. And so what were the struggles you had, you know, working with those people? You know, you went to Japan. I'm pretty sure it's a different culture. So how was it like? How did you adjust?
Gosh, I just got back from 3 weeks working in Japan and India for the first time ever. And I will tell you, I've been to Japan 100 times. I've been to India 1 time. But if you ask me, hey, tell me about the Indian culture or the Japanese culture, I would say I'm equally ignorant of both. I'm still in awe of the differences and the mystery and the excitement of the experiences. And I honestly do not understand it. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, 100%. You know, I grew up in the Philippines. You know, I'm 33 years old. And when I was 29, I moved to the States. So from birth to 29 years old, you know, I was living in a different world. And now I'm here in the States. Actually, my husband, when he visited the Philippines, he was very, very culture shocked. And it's like, wow, I didn't realize that there is this kind of world out here, you know. He was actually telling me that it's kind of like the Philippines is Earth 1 and the States is Earth 2. It's just very different.
I agree. And I think that, you know, somehow people come together to get things done, but in ways that for me were quite mysterious. Like in Tokyo, there's 40 million people in the greater Tokyo area, and they all get along in some kind of harmony. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of restaurants and shops, and somehow the stuff gets there and it's as clean as can be and safe and people are kind and polite.
Right.
And in India, it was like, oh my God, I'm on a street that's 2 lanes, but there's 5 lanes of traffic. Somehow goats and cows and bicycles and dogs are using the same street. But it works, Christy. It's like watching a flock of birds self-organize. And, you know, they're beeping to help each other, saying, hey, I'm over here. Hey, watch out. I'm over there. And it was like a kindness and collaboration in
it's
motion.
It's like well-oiled machines. Like, yes. It's like they practice everything that they do, like the motion, right?
I was amazed. I thought it was going to be just chaos and crazy, but it was beautiful in a complexity, kind of emergence kind of way.
Yeah. I love that. And, you know, I heard that Japanese people, they're very hardworking. And as a matter of fact, I actually saw an article a couple of years ago that when a Japanese person is sleeping, you know, on his desk, that means that person is doing a great job because they only sleep when they're tired because of working so hard.
They do work really hard. And I noticed the younger generation does care more about having that time for their personal life, their families, their children. And the older generation, it was kind of like my father's generation in the U.S. went to work. He did a job he hated, working for someone he didn't like, so he could get money to pay bills, to take care of his family. But the younger generation, they want something different from work, I think.
Yeah, I think purpose and, you know, being able to spend time with you know, their loved ones. And I love that too, you know, because work, money, they can't give us anything. They can't satisfy us.
Well, at one point in my life, I said, oh my God, I don't want to be the richest person in the cemetery. I was traveling 90% time and I would never get to see my beautiful home, my cat, my family, my friends. And so I talked to my agent in Tokyo and I said, cut my work in half or I'm totally quitting. And then we gave half of my work to my colleagues, my Silicon Valley Alliance's colleagues that you referred to earlier. And then I was much happier doing less work, making less money. I said, you know, I want a beer and pretzels retirement. I don't need a champagne and caviar retirement.
Yeah, that is so true.
Hey, are you sick and tired of being overwhelmed because you are doing everything alone in your business and can't scale because you don't have a team supporting you? Well, you don't have to worry anymore because Smart VAs can provide you with a team of experienced virtual assistants that can do different tasks to support your growth. From admin to bookkeeping to social media, video and podcast editing to website, graphics, SEO and customer service, Smart VAs team can help you grow your business without any worries or stress from all the tasks weighing down on you. If you are a busy entrepreneur who needs help with your day-to-day tasks so you can focus on growing your business, then you have to visit smartvirtualassistants.com.
Kimberly, so you are the author of the globally popular book, which is titled Scrappy Project Management, the 12 Predictable and Avoidable Pitfalls Every Project Faces. What is your favorite, like, if you can tell me, like, one of your favorite, like, paragraph or content or tips, ideas from that book, what would that be?
You know, my favorite is chapter 7, priority, everything is number one, Christy. Let's talk about that.
Yes, that is what we're going to talk about precisely. So, yeah, why priority is important, you know, is key to delegation.
Yeah, well, so absolutely, most people don't take the time to prioritize because that means they have to make really tough trade-offs. And I ask people like this, hey, if you have to prioritize your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, which one is number one, number two, and number three? How would you answer that?
My heart.
Number one, because you died.
Did I say that
right away?
Is that correct?
Lungs?
Am I correct? I'm a good student.
And lungs are number two because you got 3 minutes to live without breathing. And then kidneys are number three because you can go on dialysis for the rest of your life. Now, those are tough trade-offs to make. And if you convince yourself somehow, oh, I'm going to do all of these things and I'm going to jump around. I literally had someone who said, oh, he has 40 projects and they're all number one. Then nothing is. And there's been plenty of evidence, and I'm sure you know the efficiency data on this. If you are excessively task switching, multitasking excessively, your productivity goes down and you've got to do 10 hours worth of work to get 4 hours worth of work done. Ooh, but you feel so busy.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I feel like gone are the days where we worship people who can multitask.
Yes.
You know, because multitasking means that you are not giving your 100% attention on just one task. And if you work on five different tasks all at the same time, it means that, you know, it may mean that the quality of, you know, the four other tasks that you're working on may not be as, you know, as good as the one that you really are supposed to be working. So tell me about the term scrappy. What does that mean?
Scrappy is like, okay, we're going to get things done, but it might be a little messy in ways that are not politically correct or socially acceptable entirely. So it's like diving off the cliff, and while you're falling and screaming, you grow wings and you learn how to fly. It's scary, but you still do it.
Wow. Cool. I love that. Sounds like an adventure.
It's an adventure, yeah. And also, it's just about when someone tells you, like I'm sure you've heard many times in your life, oh, that's not feasible. That's not possible. Oh, really? Well, let me just show you what seems impossible with focus and hard work and delegating to people who can support you in strengths that you don't have. You can turn impossible to merely difficult. And then that becomes inevitable. But you have to have a team because, you know, you can't try to get impossible things done without a team doing everything yourself. No one is gifted at everything, you know, Christy.
Exactly. And so you've worked with, you know, with a lot of business owners. What do you think is that number one priority that us entrepreneurs should be focusing on?
Well, I think you have to know what is your value proposition. Big why, your purpose, like you said before. What is your purpose? Why do you exist? And who are you really serving? Who would truly be sad to see you go out of business? And who do you want to delight with what you provide in the way of value, either products or services or other? And then what exactly is success through their eyes, not our eyes? What would delight your stakeholders and the measures of that success? So I say, don't just jump in and start doing a bunch of stuff. Stop, think, organize, and plan. And I have this button I'll be happy to send you if you want to remember it. Big why, big who, big what, and measures of success, and then how.
Wow. And have you met a lot of people who didn't have those things, like the who, the why?
Every human being. Because here's what our brain is like. You say, go! Boom! You just start doing things. When you're planning, you know, saying big why, big who, big what, and measures of success, when you're doing the planning, nothing gets done. So it looks like you're not making progress. But if you plan, not overplan, I mean, I don't recommend overplanning to the point of obviously diminishing returns, but if you plan just enough to optimize the results, you can actually double or quadruple your chances of success.
Yeah, that is so true. Do you think that the reason why a lot of entrepreneurs don't know their why, or maybe they know their why, but they have forgotten it, is because they're stressed and overwhelmed with a lot of things that they're doing that they're not supposed to be doing?
Absolutely. And I know that it's hard to let go of control, especially if you're a super competent person. It's hard to say, let me delegate this portion of the business or this task, because some people really want to be in control. That's why you need to start with building relationships, building trust, and finding people who are really the competent people that you can rely on and you can trust to take care. And if something goes wrong, they will escalate to you, right? There has to be that relationship. So if you hand off something to a team in the Philippines, like I've done in the past, if they run into a problem, they say, hey, Kimberly, we need a little bit of a discussion here. And they can run with it as long as you clearly define the scope. Here's what you expect. Here's the measures of success. Here's the how we will judge my delight a month from now, a year from now. And it takes some time together to co-create a strategy so that everybody can work together effectively. You can't just start working on stuff and have someone micromanaging all the time.
Right. It's long-term relationship. It's not like you hire somebody today and then you expect to see result the following day, right? So you need to give some time for your team member to get to know you as the business owner and to get to know your business as well. And I think there's just a lot of misconception when it comes to like hiring team members, because a lot of people expect their team members to bring in the ROI. But in all reality, you know, the ROI that your team member is gonna can give to you is, you know, peace of mind and stress free life, because they're helping out, they're helping you do the things that you're not supposed to be doing. And in return, since you have a lot of white space on your calendar, if you have delegated the task that you're not supposed to be doing, you're gonna have a lot of thinking time. You're gonna be able to strategize, and that's where the ROI comes in. Because you're able to think of new ways, creative ways to grow your business and to bring in profit.
Hey, are you looking for a community to learn how you can be effective in delegation so you can focus on the things that matter the most in your business and grow to 6 to 7 figures? If this is you, then today is your lucky day. Join our Facebook group today to get your questions answered on delegation, outsourcing, business growth, hiring members, and many more. We offer so much value in the group, so join our growing community by going to facebook.com/groups/masterdelegator. See you there. You mentioned micromanaging. So I believe that business owners are managers because we manage our business, right? But how can we turn into becoming a leader?
Okay. So both management and leadership are important. They're just different things and they're good for different situations. They both are important to success. Leaders set the direction. Hey, there's that North Star. Keep focusing on that. They align people on that direction. And then they motivate and inspire them and attract them. Let's go in that direction together. And that is how you lead people, that they willingly follow you. Managers focus on planning, organizing, controlling, correcting, providing resources, removing obstacles. And what I like to say is, nobody likes to be managed, okay? Lead people, manage tasks. Lead people, manage cows, okay? But don't try to manage human beings.
Yeah, that is so true. And there was a story that I heard from a friend of mine, like, you can lead a horse to the river, but you cannot force the horse to drink, you know, the water from the river, right? Like, you can't.
Well, I always say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him catch fish.
Right, exactly.
That's not what horses do.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. So you mentioned that you've hired people as well, you know, from the Philippines and from different, probably the parts of the world. How do you make sure that you are hiring the correct person?
Well, first of all, getting a reference from someone I know and trust is the best way, in my opinion. If you get somebody that you know and trust to refer you and introduce you, not only do you have a better chance that that person is a good match for you, but that person will be much more interested in doing a great job for you because they have that relationship with their other client that they want to preserve. So I think it's about relationships. And that, again, building relationships, building trust, it's the number one cause of failure in teams. And people don't necessarily consciously think about it, but referrals rock.
I love that. Yeah, because when somebody refers you to somebody, instantly you have that credibility already, you know, because, you know, like that person who referred you are going to say a lot of good things about you. And that person who is planning on hiring that team member is going to trust that person easily because based on his or her friend's experience, you know, it was great. You know, it was an awesome, it was an awesome relationship to have with that team member. So,
I mean, I almost never get work from anybody that doesn't know somebody who knows me. It's usually referral. Once in a while, I get this call out of the blue, but I would say less than 2% of my work has come that way.
Right, exactly. And you know, it's not surprising that most people, you know, when they want to hire somebody, you know, when they go to a website, let's just say a virtual assistant agency website, they want to see testimonials, they want to see reviews because they really want to check the credibility of the agency or the person that they are hiring. So, tell me about how you delegate to your team member.
Yes. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, I was in Japan working with 4 of my team members. And we met the day before and we said, okay, Kimberly's going to represent the voice of Darkside and the experience in Silicon Valley with this facilitation of this workshop. And Steph, he's going to represent energy and passion and how we can light up the world and make those presentations to our executives extraordinary. And Mana, she's going to make sure that the thinking partner teams and that they think about their leadership journey and that they support each other personally and professionally. And Yvonne, she's going to make sure the person who's participating virtually because she's sick is always somehow around and the iPad is going to be carried around and capturing the details of the as delivered. You know, we just talked about it like that. And so by the time we get into the room, of course, we can back each other up. But we all have our area of focus. Quite honestly, I can do any or all of those jobs. I have less interest in some of them or less talent in some of them. But just agreeing in advance roles and responsibilities reduces conflict and increases the value and quality of what's delivered.
I love that. And it's also setting expectations, right? Like, you know what you can, when a team member has a precise job description, that person knows what you're expecting out of them and you know what to expect from that person as well. So yes. I think that is very important that each individual has their own, you know, areas of responsibility. And I think that will also avoid competition.
You know? There is something where you have this matrix of, here's where I'm the decision maker, and here's where I advise, and you know, you can consult with me, and here's where you just tell me what you decided, and I just say, thank you, do it, whatever you wish. Yeah, I think it needs to be clear.
Yeah, I love that. So before we wrap up, what can you say to business owners, business leaders, entrepreneurs who are busy and overwhelmed?
So I would say that stop, think, organize, plan. That is your friend. Whenever you feel like you just gotta go as fast as you can, that is the warning sign. Stop, think, organize, plan. Big why, purpose. Big who, the stakeholders. Who do you need to serve and who do you need to include in order to be successful, including delegating your virtual assistant or your team members or whoever else. And what exactly would success be? Not only for you, but for all of those stakeholders and the measures of that success. Sometimes it only takes 3 or 4 minutes to do that. Stop, think, organize, plan, big why, big who, big what, before how, and then maybe generate some options of what you could do before choosing. Don't just do your instinctive reaction. So maybe be a little more innovative. So that's what our brains need. Pause before the amygdala hijack takes you somewhere you really shouldn't go.
I love that. I love that so much. Do you have any promotions or freebies that you would like to share to our listeners?
Oh, yeah. On my website, weefling.com, it's hard to spell, W-I-E-F as in fun, L-I-N-G.com. There are videos, 1 minute videos, 3 minute videos. There are templates that you can download. There is so much free material on my website. Look for the resources tab. And if you reach out to me, I'm always happy to have a conversation for possibilities, what I call pandemic pricing free, just a little get to know you chat. And if that's all you need, that's fine.
I love that. I'm going to put all those, you know, links, you know, your website on the show notes so that people can find you. Thank you so much for your time, Kimberly.
Christy, it was a pleasure. I really appreciate your precious time as well and your incredible preparation for this interview. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you like this episode, please share this with your entrepreneur or business owner friends on social media so they can have freedom and flexibility while running a successful business as well. Please also subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback will inspire me to continue creating content like this and help me improve this podcast show for you. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll see you again on the next episode.